Right, we're talking about the Sputnik 40. Ladies, would you like to identify yourselves?
Sandrine Lawinchin.
Elodie Maillot.
Aporchan Kelly.
Jean-François Rivière.
We've not long had the 40th anniversary of the launching of Sputnik. In fact, it's 41 years now, coming up in a few days' time. And last year, a very exciting project was launched from the Russian Space Station. And would you like to tell me a bit about how this was done?
Comment ça a été fait? La question, c'est comment ça a été fait, ce programme? Comment ça a démarré?
L'État français, les Russes ont cherché à participer avec les Français.
Ok. comment on dit ça? Je sais pas. Je suis nulle en anglais, les filles.
Vouloir au passé.
Russian.
The Russian wanted to participate with the French to do the project Sputnik 40 years, and the French chose our college in the Rainier Island to collaborate with the Russian, and so they chose some children. We were 10 at the beginning, and so we decided to make the la partie électronique,
electrical part,
and the Russian have done the sphere, and
Five people went to Russia for the long chain of Sputnik, and three people stayed in the Rainier Island. For participate to the
yes. There was a science week of science promotion in Reunion, and the Russian state students came to Reunion at this occasion to speak of this program.
And why were French students chosen to do this rather than Russians?
Pourquoi est-ce que ce sont des étudiants français qui ont été choisis par les Russes pour faire ce programme?
Là, comment expliquer que c'est parce que c'est Monsieur Pignolet qui avait travaillé avec les Russes?
The answer is Guy Pignolet, who works with CNES. He was familiar with the Russians. He knew them, and he's from Reunion. So when the idea came out to make an anniversary of 40th anniversary of the Sputnik launching, he thought if students have to be involved, then why not Reunion students? So he thought of his own island, and this is how it started.
And were you very excited to be able to make this copy of the original Sputnik 1 satellite?
Yes, of course. It's a fantastic experience in the life. it's fantastic.
And did you go to Russia? You went to Russia. And what was it like there? Did you get into the where they control the space station? Did you get to the control center?
D'aller en Russie et de participer, de voir le contrôle des vols, etc.
C'est en anglais.
Oui, mais bon. C'est. It was very, very, very exciting and interesting.
Oui, dis-tu, tu as rencontré un
à l'intérieur de Mir.
Did you meet any of the cosmonauts? Did you meet any of the spationauts?
J'ai pas tout entendu.
Est-ce que tu as rencontré un cosmonaute ou un spationaute?
Oui. Oh, yes. Valérie Polyakov, Serebrov aussi, et puis Afanasiev. and many.
And did you get a chance to actually watch, was there any video of the launch of the throwing of the satellite out of the space station? Was there any coverage of that on TV?
Yes, there is a small video that was made by the engineers on board Mir. And of course it's not TV quality, but you can very neatly see the guy throwing the, like a football, into space.
And what sort of signals did it send back to Earth? What was it watching?
Beep, beep, beep.
Did it have any meaning?
Quoi?
Did the signals have any meaning?
Est-ce que le beep beep avait un sens particulier, sauf fait bien?
Non. It's comment dire réplique?
It's just a replica, a copy of the original Sputnik signal.
And is it still up there now? And how long did it work for?
Atmosphère, c'est jusqu'à quand il va?
No, when ouais, quand on mince, comment on dit, quand on la lâche.
Please, I survey. I'm the headmaster, and it burnt the 21 of May, and when it came in the atmosphere, you see, and the beep beep no signification, and we mind to remember the first one. And tomorrow we listen him in the ceremony of ouverture, you see. And we have, the Sputnik have an other mission. We put in a small material to give the temperature of the microsatellite. And two students in France receive it, they connect him to give, and we know the temperature only 10 degrees and 13 degrees, not over.
Okay, well, a very exciting project, and we're very much delighted to meet you. Have you got a final message for the listeners of 88.3 Southern FM?
What? Je parle en français et puis tu traduis après. Okay. Faut continuer, enfin faut faire ce qu'on a fait parce que c'était une expérience vraiment magnifique. Et je pense que l'espace est notre avenir, donc faut travailler pour y aller.
Thank you for joining us on the space show.